Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Team Broadcasting.
Edition of the Lonely Hearts Cafe on Team Broadcasting and Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Christopher Tracy, and I am joined tonight, as I am each and every Thursday night live, by the Honorable Deacon Aloysius Forever Love. Aloysius, are you with us?
I am. What's happening?
Everything is good. You sound like you're in a cheerful mood today. What's going on?
Well, I'm just happy my house didn't catch on fire. Apparently, that seems to be a trend now that it's warming up here. So, I send my sorrowful condolences to the people that lost their house yesterday. As the people said, it blew up. It didn't just catch on fire. So, you know, that's kind of a strange situation. But exactly, you know. Yeah, so I was like, were they making meth in the house or something? You know, but I don't know. But I hate to see anyone's house, you know, their memories and everything gone in a matter of seconds, basically.
Yeah,
so they had to start over.
With everything from scratch. So, you know, was it close to you? Was it in the same city? Was it the same neighborhood?
Close to me, yes. Same city, yes. Not the same neighborhood, though. Okay. In fact, it was by the corner store that I frequent, you know. And I really didn't notice it until someone brought it to my attention. That's how crazy it is, though. And I actually turned back around and I said, well, damn, you know. And it's just crazy. The Hispanic family that lived there, they were cool people, you know. I don't have anything bad to say about them. I just asked if they were making crystal meth. But, I mean, you know, that would be the only reason for something to, like, blow up as far as I thought, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but who knows.
Nobody was hurt, though.
Nobody was actually there when it happened, as far as I know. Yeah.
Well, you stay safe. You know. Dig a moat around the house.
I know, right?
So, how's the weather?
Warming up. It's 40 something. It's going to be like 42 tonight, roundabout, I think. So it definitely is warming up. People have already started racking their shorts and whatnot. So it's 42 degrees now. So yeah, it's warming up. And how's the weather there?
It's the same, and the same can get kind of boring. The high temperature during the day is like 87, 88. You get a 10-minute shower to cool things off in the afternoon, and even right now it's 81 degrees. So, yeah, I'm actually going to be in Milwaukee this weekend, so I'm looking forward to a little cooling off, changing the weather kind of thing. So, what else is going on in, you know, around the crew, your friends, the crew, the ladies, the fellas, any dates, any sounds, anything you've been hearing about?
That was a quick date. She kind of reminded me of things that happened in the past where she brought herself to an orgasm and fell asleep on top of me. And, that kind of throws everything off, you know, when I remember things like that. Other than that, a couple of friends are vacationing. Well, they're coming back from vacations. And I'm planning my run for freedom as a slave, say, in a couple of months. That's about it, though. You know.
Mm-hmm. Now,
just trying to mentally prepare to leave here.
Now, you said a quick date, and then you said she had her orgasm, and then she went to sleep. So, the sex might
have
been
a hard one, hard orgasm. Let's put it that way.
Well, quick date. How soon into the date were you guys getting it on?
Not this past date. We had been knowing each other for years, though, before that even happened. So she was just extremely comfortable with me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I would say at least 3 years, 2 or 3 years, something like that. And okay. It just happened, and she was totally exhausted. I mean, it did go on for hours, you know. And she was totally exhausted. And her whispers became the little murmur, and the murmur became a little light snoring, basically.
Mm-hmm. Then you feel the air pressure in the room change. And next thing you know, you're all alone.
Exactly.
So what do you say to her? Do you say, get up? Do you let her go to sleep? You know?
I did let her sleep for a few months, a few minutes. And what did I do?
Because, you know, she might have had a hard day,
her.
A long day.
Now, that's true, too. She probably did. And I don't know if I nudged her or I was reaching for something on the table, because her body weight didn't really bother me. And I think I might have been reaching for, like, the remote to the radio or the TV or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she got up and she wrote. And the odd thing is that she was still holding on to me. She was real tight around me. And it was like this wrenching thing trying to get my dick out of her, you know, a little bit. And she was kind of moaning and shit.
So she was still getting pleased. She was getting pleased in her dreams.
Yeah. Apparently so. Apparently so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she had a hard orgasm. Okay, so the hard orgasm put her to sleep. And then her ass still had an orgasm in her sleep, still getting stimulated while she was snoring. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she had a couple of multiple orgasms, I'm assuming, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, tonight's first topic is comes from a fellow out of North Carolina. He writes, "Can you guys please tell me what bad sex is? if the goal is to nut and you do, that doesn't make it bad. That makes it good. So what is bad sex?
There's a list of things that make sex bad. If I may.
Yes, you may.
Well, we start with personality. Sometimes a person's personality changes during sex. And you realize that's the wrong person that you really want to be around or in, for that matter.
You remember LL Cool J made that song, "Who Do You Love? I Don't Lie to You. Are You For Sure? Do What I Want To Do. Who Do You Love? I Don't Lie to You." That's where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
Truth be told. Because you could be loving somebody else, and then you stick the dick in them, they turn out to be a whole different person.
Well, that's true. And speaking of sticking your dick in them, if the pussy is too large or you can't even get your dick in for the complete opposite of that, then that's a bad moment in time also.
Whitney Houston. One moment in time.
And then you go to smells, be it upper body or lower body.
Overweight funk box.
That brings back a memory.
So
I wonder where she is, as a matter of fact. Have you seen her on Facebook?
I think I have. She may be my friend, but I never see her post anything.
Oh, okay. I don't think she's one of my friends. And then that goes to people that lose, not necessarily appendages. Well, if you lose appendages, that would be different too. But, you know, they go to losing their wig, then they take their eyebrows, and then a list of other things start coming off, and you're like, damn, I'm damn near fucking the man, basically, you know.
If they lose, if they lose what?
Hair, eyebrows, shit, just a list of shit you didn't expect. You thought that they were, even the padded bra thing, you know. And some have the, what was it, the padded bra, the, what was it, it's not a girdle anymore. What is it called now?
Spanx. Spanx.
Well, the Spanx too, yes. Exactly. Anything to shape it, to give her that hourglass figure, and she takes it off, and she's shaped like the Kool-Aid Man or some shit. So you're like,
Let's take a moment for let's take a moment for a flashback from Aloysius.
You know what? What irks my nerves is all these padded bras fooling the shit out of me. Yeah?
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with me actually seeing her shape beforehand.
That's
what
I was
going to
ask.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's what I was just about to ask you. Would you rather see the woman's shape as she is, or would you rather her, you know, create an illusion?
I would rather see the actual shape, so I know what I'm getting into.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Very few men wear girdles, I'll put it that way. And so a woman is seeing how a man naturally is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know any that do. I don't know any men that wear girdles.
I mean, but it's still, like, a list, like, certain women have funky feet, and you're like, oh, my God, you know, put your shit back on and leave. Today... I saw a lady, she was fine as hell, okay?
Okay.
From a distance.
From a distance.
I got on there, and I didn't realize that you could have razor bumps on your eyebrow. For some odd reason, I never thought about that until I saw her today.
Was she a woman?
She just looked, yeah, she was a woman. And she had shaved her eyebrow so much that, you know, that area got infected because she wasn't taking care of it.
Yep.
And I was like, well, damn, you know, you just fucked yourself up there.
Fucked
you know?
It up.
And she
fucked
had no eyebrow there at all anymore and just a bunch of bumps there. And she looked like the Thing from the Fantastic Four in the face, you know. I'm like, I got to keep on moving. You know, it's that type of thing where you kind of stare at her for a second and then you're still walking at the same time. No,
you stare because really you can't believe it. You want to appreciate the beauty for what it is. Then you have to just say, damn, this part of you is fucked up. And then you just say, how can you do that? How can you mess with perfection? How can you mess with something that was going so well and just fuck up my thought? Now I've wasted so much time sitting here looking at this shit. So I got to take one more look to put an image of this in my mind so I can just tell Christopher Tracy about it. Those are the kind of things that go through my mind.
I dig it. I totally dig it, man.
Like, damn.
I mean, because people will look at my nose ring, but I can actually take that out if it bothered somebody. But shit in your face sometimes you can't take out, you know. And I will be staring at that shit constantly, especially during sex or something. That's just, you know. I'm not going to even lie like I won't. My mind and my eyes would be drawn straight to it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times, I think that's one of the reasons why I have short memory loss, because I mean short retention, you know. I just block
short
shit out, let it, yeah, because you know if it's fucked up, it's fucked up for a reason. It was fucked up before I saw it. It's just something about it caught my attention, but then I noticed the part that's fucked up. It's best to forget about it and move on. Can't dwell on shit to bring you down. Yep. I'm looking at somebody now on Facebook. Their profile picture is a neck and shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
A neck and shoulder.
That's different.
Here's a random thought about Sunshine. We know she's probably at basketball practice with her son. But I wonder if she sit there and watch the whole practice. Is she just drop him off, go back and pick him up, or does she sit there? Because we got to tell her she can call in from a cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no clue about whatever she does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess I should weigh in on topic number one. Bad sex. Even if you come, oh man, you know, like you said, it can be the odor, it can be the touch of the person, it can be the fact that when you open up your eyes, you got to look at that person and be like, damn, was this nut worth it? And then you just realize, no, I can't fuck with this person again. You know, when you rather masturbate than go fuck that person, that's bad sex.
I agree.
Yeah. If you there have been many times in my past where I used to view sex as exercise. Cardio, you know, let's burn some cardio. But shit. Sometimes I need to be out of shape. But I'd rather be out of shape than be in with that person.
I dig it.
All right. Topic number two. I haven't read this, so bear with me. This is from a female. My next door neighbors are a young couple, 25 and 27. With three kids. She talks to me a lot about parenting and marriage. She tells me today that there's a little issue in the sex department lately. He hasn't come the last 5 or 6 times they've been intimate. My response was, is the kitty still moist? And is she putting some spit on the mic? She said yes to both questions. So what can it be? That's an area I'm not familiar with. I'll take a swing at this. And the number three pops into my head. So let me give three possibilities. Number one, he's fucking somebody else. Number two, her pussy's worn out, so she better start doing anal. And number three, damn, why did I say three? And number three, she just ain't freaky enough for him. She doesn't take him to that level. You know, I may reach out to that person who sent this and say, hey, have the people call in, because that would be a good one to discuss on the air. What are your thoughts, Alan?
I kind of agree. There could be a loss of interest there. Maybe she's not doing something she should be doing different. They have to spice it up. He's tied in the same positions, probably.
Mm-hmm.
How long have they been together?
It did not. Let's see. Let me go back to it. Nope. Didn't say. They had three kids.
I mean,
so I said.
And he may miss the person that she used to be so many years ago when she was maybe thinner or smaller or what have you. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, he might still love her, but might not be in love with her anymore. What they're married, right? Or no?
Yeah. I think they're married.
Yeah, he may miss the person that she used to be physically. She may nag a little bit more. She may be giving him different vibrations now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It says they talk a lot about parenting and marriage. She doesn't say if they're married or not.
Oh, okay. Well, they have to spice it up or leave each other alone, one or two.
Mm-hmm.
Or bring in a additional person to guide them back to each other some type of way.
Would you ever bring in another female if you were in that situation? Would you bring in another female?
Of course I would, but
what if you were married?
Of course I would. That's why I probably wouldn't be married long, but I probably would. Kind of one of my things, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We are almost at the next topic. Next question. This is real short. Aloysius, public sex, yes or no?
Yes, as much as I can. Absolutely.
In public?
Yeah. I've done it a lot of different places in public, man. A lot of places. In a lot of different environments, a lot of different earthly elements, rain, snow, sun, you know, morning, night, the whole gambit. I try to cover it.
It's a whole different type of stimulation. It arouses you differently.
Yes, it does. You're absolutely right.
Me, public sex, yep. Even with my wife, I don't think she'll do it, but shit, she might do it. I guess I need to slip her some Bill Cosby's.
Yeah.
Do you think Bill Cosby did it?
He had enough money to. That's the best way to put it. I'm going to say yes or no. He just had enough money to. Because it took them, 20-some-odd years to say something about it?
So he gave him some shit that took 20 years to wear off.
Exactly.
He erased their memory for 15 years.
And you know, and I don't want to call Janice a hoe, but you know, Janice was probably a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, you know.
You know that pussy gotta be ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh. I bet her pussy looked like
different.
An ashtray.
Probably so. That's why she's frowning all the time.
Oh, yes. You had to carry that between your legs. Ugh.
I know.
Did you see the video from Coachella of Madonna kissing Drake?
And he looked like she gave him Ebola or something.
So what do you think happened? I was thinking that she bit his tongue. My wife said initially that her lip gloss or lipstick stank. But then she came back today and said she thinks she was trying to put something in his mouth like some kind of pill or something.
I don't know, her breath, I mean, should the tongue and breath probably stink? I don't know. I mean, she's, and I hate to say this about anybody, but, you know, she's probably tough enough dick to have something going on with her mouth area anyway, you know what I mean?
Simple chronic halitosis. Who can suck the dick the mostest?
And she's an old hoe too, so, you know. Well, the guy says she's got A-Rod semen deep inside her anyway, right about now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, she probably got as much semen in her throat as Janice Dickinson got between her legs.
The average 18-year-old man does now.
Yep.
I know she's went through a team of people. Didn't she fuck Dennis Rodman, too?
Yep.
Was that?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. Dennis probably got something incurable now. Shit.
Let me see if I
can
get this.
Male and female. She's gone through them all.
Let me see if I can get a list. Ooh. Okay. Ooh. See females. All right. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a list of people Madonna dated, not in chronological order. Mark McGrath. Do you know who that is?
No. I think I've heard the name before. Though.
David Blaine, the magician.
Really?
Yeah.
So she just fucked him these past, like, 10 years.
Dan Gilroy. I don't know who that is. 1980 to 81, she dated him. Jean-Michel Bequiat. I don't know who he is. John Michael Bequiat, 1982. He's black. Mark Karamis, 1982. Damn, a lot of these motherfuckers are saying she. Oh Lord, this sucks when her shit gets published. Jelly Bean Benitez. I don't know who that is.
And that's just stay saying Jelly Bean.
I guess so. He looks,
okay.
Well, Benitez, he's Latino. Okay, here's one that's interesting. I think I remember this one. Sandra Bernhardt, the comedian. From 1985 to 1988. So for 3 years. And they used to go on a lot of public dates together.
That's another person that looks like a pussy stain.
Yep.
She's always frowning.
Yep. Okay, here's one we know. Sean Penn.
Mm-hmm.
They were married for 4 years from 85 to 89. I remember this one, but I forgot about it. John Kennedy Jr.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Here's another one. I don't know who this dude is. Isaiah Morales.
So is he?
I don't know. He's got to be in acting because they say they worked together on a movie, Bloodhounds of Broadway. 1988, that was that. Okay, I remember this one. Warren Beatty, 1989 to 1990. Wow. Michael Jackson, 1990 to 1991.
They were just
friends. Here we go. Let me read the details. It was reported that Madonna tried to seduce Michael, but she never succeeded.
All right, I was about to say.
Wait. They had dinner several times. She tried to have sex with him. She's 5'4.5". He's 5'9". Shit. Okay.
I don't know what height has to do with it, but okay.
She was the inspiration for two of his songs, Dangerous and In the Closet.
Okay. I can understand Dangerous, but I have a thing of the lyrics in the closet now.
She got mad at him because he told his friends that he thought she was a heifer. When she found out he called her a heifer, she replied, "I prefer to be a heifer than an alien drag queen."
Oh wow, Mike, an alien drag queen. Hell no. That was the best she had, I guess, and she tried.
Tony Ward, Vanilla Ice, 1991-92. Jim Albright.
Vanilla Ice.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
She mentioned it in her book, Sex. She wrote a book called Sex. Jim Albright, John Enos III, Tupac, Ingrid Caceres, Dennis Rodman. Here's a female. So Ingrid Caceres was a female. Jenny Shimzu is a female. She dated her at the same time she dated Angelina Jolie. So Jenny Shimzu has had Madonna and Angelina Jolie. I don't know who she is. Carlos Leon, that's the one she has a daughter with. Andy Bird, Chris, I'm almost done on the list. Chris Pacciello, Guy Ritchie, that's who she was married to. Alex Rodriguez, yeah. Jesus Luz, Bahim Zabit, Timur Simmons. Damn. Aloysius, I could actually probably get you added to that list. She doesn't fucking see me.
No, thank you. And those, most of the women that she has been with, they all frown. If you've ever seen them, just taking pictures.
The material girl. I wonder what type of material her shit is made out of.
Loose fitting material. By now, if there was some good, somebody would still be with her now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Even with a bad attitude, if she got some good, somebody would still be with her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Why is it, this is from a female, why is it that when you're out at a bar, cookout, club, party, hell, any event, and you have men and beautiful women, while the men standing and talking to each other and taking pictures with each other and don't interact with the women? I don't know about the dudes taking pictures with each other. So why don't men interact with women out in public? Shit, there's a lot of ratchet women out there. Women aren't as, special as they think they are. I'm not implying that anything is going on with the men between each other. You know, I'm not saying no gay shit, nothing like that. But what I'm saying is that men know women come with a lot of problems. So a lot of times, why be bothered? You don't pursue this shit. When you get a certain age, you don't pursue this shit.
Mm-hmm.
If it happens, it happens.
If it happens. Exactly. And we can all have a good time and make memories doing the shit that we like doing.
And go our separate damn ways.
Mm-hmm. Why even ruin it? To either be turned down, insulted, or run into the worst person. You know, I met a girlfriend, lover, at the bar, and it was like one of the worst coincidences ever. You know, I hated that I met her, you know.
You, it is like you met her as in let's meet up, or you met her as in first time seeing her?
First time seeing her was at a bar. And 2 or 3 days later, went over to her house. A month later, we probably had sex, and we shouldn't have even met, basically. I think we would have been better off had we not met, you know. Like on a couple of occasions, a couple of different women, you know, that has happened, and I was like, you know what, it's just fucked up. Because you see one thing, you see one side of them at the club, and then you go to the house, and the house is all fucked up, and you know, there's 30 kids at the house, and they all fighting over the last pack of ramen noodles or some shit. And,
Mama, they won't let me have the noodles.
Kids stand up longer than we stand up at night. You know, whatever shit is happening. Nah, fuck that. I think I've gone to one. And I hope she's not. I don't think she is on my Facebook, but she's not one of my Facebook friends, rather. But I, this was some long time ago, and she had three boys then, and these little boys did not go to sleep. They want to hide behind the couch when I'm talking to the mom. And, you know, we're trying to get a little bit more intimate, and they giggling behind the couch. And, you know, I think, like, the eldest one got mad, and he wanted to fight, so he's, like, punching the couch and shit. And I'm like, this is bullshit, you know? I didn't come over here for all that. I didn't even know you had kids, first of all, you know?
You could tell by her.
There's three of them, three little boys, three little bad fuckers, you know? What the fuck?
What'll make you turn down some pussy faster? A messy ass crib or a bunch of crumb snatchers running around?
Shit, that's a toss up. That's 50-50. I might leave both ways, man. I ain't gonna even lie. Because you never know what a person, with a messy house, you never know if a person is really taking care of themselves physically. You know what I mean?
So true.
I could be wearing the same panties from 1976, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it.
And then sometimes a woman's house, you know how, like, the different odors that are distinct. You got that smell as a teenager, as a child. You're running outside playing all day, and you're hot. So I call that smell like the outside funky heat smell. Okay, you got that. Well, you dirty stank. You've been outside playing all day, stank like outside. Okay, you got that smell. Then you got the smell of stale socks. Socks. The smell of socks. Okay, so sometimes you can walk into a female's crib and she can have a combination of those two smells. And you got to wonder, how the fuck did your house start smelling like this? Did you have a couple roaches that died in the corner and you ain't find them and the roaches rot? So let's call that the roach rot smell, the rotten roach smell. Oof. Hate it when a woman's house smells like that.
That's horrible, man. And nobody tries, and she doesn't try to adjust it. That's the crazy part about it.
No, and then you look at the window to see if the screen is open, the window's open, and you're like, damn, is that the screen smelling like that? Even with the air coming in, you know, the breeze, you ain't getting no fresh breeze or nothing. Just it's a roach somewhere in the corner just disintegrating and
it What's might up? Be a person. Shit, you said roach.
Mm-hmm.
Some dead-ass dude in the corner.
Ugh. Ugh.
And you know what? That's another thing about the dating scene, because women have started setting guys up, you know, and having some guy in the house waiting on them. Yeah, having some guy or group of people set, you know, waiting on his ass to get there so they can rob him or kill him do both.
That's why you got to, at a certain point, you got to stop going to females' houses. You got to either just save up for a room or either have a female at your crib or just fuck her ass outside, go back and fuck her in public, something like that. Because you ain't planning to be there a long time anyway. It's just a nut. Get the nut and go. So you don't have to be at, don't be at her crib that long. Because you're right.
True. Yeah, absolutely right. Especially up here, well, more in the Chicago area. I do see that a lot now, but when was it? Like 15 years ago, I think. 15 or so years ago, it was real bad, but I guess it's kind of slimming down now, but
I had a female tell me a couple years before I met my wife in Milwaukee. I went up to her crib, and it was just whack. It was just whack. You know, she was stalling, doing some weird shit, like playing music. Like, I wanted to come hear her pretend to be a DJ or some shit like that. So, I bailed. And she got mad and shit. And she called me back. She was like, she called me on my phone when I was leaving. She's like, that's why I was finna rob your ass. My dude was on his way. No.
And that's that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you sensed it coming.
Thank you, thank you. Okay. We got another topic. Let's see, what do we have here? Name a game that leads to sex.
Name a game that leads to it?
Yep. How about life? The game of life.
There you go. Shit. It starts off by saying, so we fucking or not? Because I got shit to do.
Amen. Amen.
That's the best. I'm playing no goddamn games. I'm too old for that shit, man. I don't think I've ever played a game that, you know,
I don't even know
like
how to play
it.
Fucking spin the bottle. I don't know how to play that shit.
Yeah, we were on some other shit back then, man. Maybe that's the young guy shit now, you know.
Hide and go sleep.
Rap like you're retarded. No, we did do a lot of, hide and go seek. I guess we did do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this new age shit where you have to rap like you're retarded and dance like you're having a seizure, you know, and women love it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, but literally all the young girls are, they're in love with that shit.
Yeah. It's crazy. The dumbing down of America.
Maybe that's all the alien language starts right there.
The alien. You said the alien what?
The alien language. That's how it starts. Young Thug.
What Madonna called Michael Jackson?
What's that?
Alien drag queen.
Yeah, no.
All right.
He's not here to protect himself now, so.
Amen. Okay, so this is from a female. This next question is from a female. Fellas, do y'all think younger women put it down in the bedroom better or longer than older women? Who's better?
It's a toss-up on that one. It just depends on the physical activity of the woman. That's the best way to put that one for me. If there's some older women that exercise hella long, and some younger women that don't do shit, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think that the experience is going to be a toss-up these days. Older women that don't do shit, older women who are freaky, older women who are freaky in ways that you wouldn't expect because that's the only shit they got in their repertoire these days, older women who know that it's time to get it, so they got to do the freaky shit in order to get it while they can get it because they got to get home to their kids or get back to life, back to reality. Back to life, back to reality. And you got the old women that's still trying to play games like they can compete against a younger woman for a man or compete like they haven't found themselves and they think they actually got a chance. Shit. Then on the younger side, you got the motor booty girls, the girls who can fuck, the girls who can pop, the girls who got the body still. Then you got the younger girls who don't know shit and ain't shit and can't do shit. But with the younger girls, you got to deal with the mentality that they think they know shit, but they don't know shit. But with the older women, you got the older women that don't know shit and don't know they're dumb. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a toss-up. But fortunately for you and I, we've seen a lot of shit in the day, in our days. So when a woman starts talking, you know, within the first 30 seconds to 3 minutes, we know what category to slide her in.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much shit. Not too much shit can surprise us these days.
That's true. And for that, I'm thankful.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of dudes getting played right now.
That is the truth. That is the truth. So, have you been following the Aaron Hernandez trial any?
No.
The jury's been deliberated for like 5 days. So he's on trial for murder. He was the tight end from the New England Patriots, your team. But one of the things that's interesting about the trial is that his girlfriend got immunity from the prosecution, and then when she got on the stand, the witness stand, she said, "I don't remember." For example, they've got her on video because he has surveillance cameras. They've got her on video taking a mysterious bag out of the house, and the thought is that the murder weapon, bloody clothes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, evidence was in there, in the bag. So they asked her, what was in the bag, and she saw what was in the bag, she remembered what was in the bag. She said, I ain't look in the bag. She said, I did not look. Now, do you think that a woman being told, particularly an African-American woman, being told, hey, get rid of this bag, do you think she's going to look at it or no?
That's a toss-up. It's 50-50 with that one. I can't even lie.
I agree.
Now, did he actually kill someone or...
Well, the dude died. The dude died, and his attorneys are saying, yeah, he was at the scene, but no murder weapon. Hey, he's just trying to raise reasonable doubt.
Yeah, if they don't have the murder weapon and they can't prove that he did it, then... I mean, that's just hearsay.
Yep.
But if they could prove that it was his gun or his weapon, then, you know, that's a little bit different. Then they have to prove that with his gun, they have to pull his fingerprints off of his gun to say that he did it.
But she's like viewed as the ultimate ride or die chick because she didn't tell. And I guess I was listening to one show, and there was an attorney on there. The attorney said that if she had looked, then she's got to say, you know, the situation where then she's got to recall what was in it and the details and shit. But by not looking at all, she don't know nothing. She knows nothing to recall.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is true. Yeah, I would stay out of that shit all the way around myself.
Yep. I'd be afraid he would kill me or try to kill me. Because, you know,
yep.
They got him for a couple. There's a double murder that he's due to stand trial on after this one, because when they were searching his home in Bristol, Connecticut, in his garage, they found a rental car that he had he rented the car like a year before that, and it was the car that police had been looking for. It matched the description of a car that police had been looking for the night of a double murder.
Okay.
So instead of him turning the car in, he tried to get an extension and tried to buy the car from the rental place, but they wouldn't sell him the car. So he had just been keeping the rental, paying rent on the car all that time.
Yeah. That is some dumb shit there. Why did he just buy the car?
They wouldn't sell it to him. They didn't want to pull it out of the I guess it was too new that they didn't want to pull it out of the circulation.
That was dumb on their asses and dumb on his ass too.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. That's extremely weird.
Yeah. So the thought is that if he doesn't get convicted on this trial, they're going to get him on the next one. But it's just crazy that after 4 or 5 days now, the jury still hasn't reached a verdict. Maybe a hung jury.
Probably so. And it just pushes him to this next trial where he'll probably wind up doing time for that one.
Yeah, and then he'll be broke and can't afford a good attorney in that one.
I was about to say the same thing.
And his girl would have gotten all his money that he had left over.
That's what she's waiting on now.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting that last couple of sex sessions in.
Yep.
Then she's gonna dump him and move on. That would be the smart decision. I don't know what she's gonna actually do, but
she better go on with her life. Not try to wait to sit out.
Exactly. Move on while she's young.
Mm-hmm. All right,
she can still probably date a ball player.
Yes, she can. That is true. All right, we're going to wrap up tonight's show. It's been a great night vibing with each other. Just the one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Sometimes those are good, the one-on-one conversations.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. Okay, go on and say your goodbyes to everyone.
Well, to the listening audience, we appreciate you stopping by, having your libation, and listening to our banter. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed night. Chris, you and your family, have a blessed day. Have a blessed night. Wake up refreshed in the morning.
Amen. Thank you. To you, Aloysius, I want to extend to you and your family peace and blessings, and just hope all is well, and may the Creator keep you all under His watchful eye. And to everyone listening, thank you for joining us another night, allowing us. We love the times where we get to vibe and conversate with each other, but it's nice to know that there are those out there that are listening to us. Just two friends talking, two friends chatting, shooting the breeze. So we thank you for joining us tonight on the Lonely Heart Cafe, and we invite you to tune in next Tuesday night for another live edition of the Lonely Hearts Cafe. All right, Aloysius. Have a good night.
Mm-hmm. Peace.
Peace.
Control. Let me try to keep my composure. So many different ways that I could fold. Oh yeah, I go to town. You should keep me around. Cause every night I'm going
Are you a business owner looking to grow your business or to expand your brand? Well, here's your opportunity to partner with the hottest relationship show on the web, The Lonely Hearts Cafe, on Team Broadcasting. For more information, call 334-505-1940. Let us help you expand your brand.
You're listening to Team Broadcasting.